Going back to a theme we looked at before, but with a little different emphasis, I want to talk tonight about the name of Christ, or speaking in the name of Christ. Three passages to bring us into this. John 14, "And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." I want you to remember that first verse, "Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do." We'll come back and look at that in a moment. John 15, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you." John 16, "In that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. At that day you shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you." He'll be able to give it directly. So the concept of praying and praying in the name of Christ. There are other passages that I think flesh in the idea of in the name. Matthew 18, 5 and 20, "Whoso shall receive one such little child in my name." Here is, again, the idea of you're receiving the child, but you're doing it in the name of Christ. He says, "That person receiveth me. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Matthew 24, "Many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." So it's possible to falsely come or falsely proclaim yourself as in the name of Christ. Mark 9, "But Jesus said, forbid him not, for there is no man that shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me." Again in verse 41, "Whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name because you belong to Christ, verily I say to you, he shall not lose his reward." This is offering help to someone else in the name of Christ. Mark 16, "These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, shall speak with new tongues." Not in their own power, but in the power and in the reputation of Christ. In John 14, "But the Comforter," which is the Holy Ghost, "whom the Father will send in my name." Think of what that refers to, how the Father sent the Spirit in the name of Christ. "He shall teach you all things, bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." In 1 Corinthians 5, 4, "In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together, and my Spirit, with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ." And so the very assembly of the church is to be done in the name of Christ. Well, coming back to John 14, 13, I want you to notice that it links two phrases. "Whatsoever you shall ask, that will I do." But what's in between, the missing link between them, is "in my name." So there is a promise to do whatever we want, but it must be in his name. To ask in the name of Christ is to pray in union with him, as if you were one with him. It means to pray in Christ's spirit, and it means to pray in the possession of his nature. The name refers to what he is all about. Thinking of Christ as our example, we've done this before, but just a bit, thinking about Christ as he lived on earth, he was the example to every believer of the life that he should live. Peter told us, "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps." While he's talking here about following his steps in persecution, he is saying here that Christ's life itself was a lesson. It was a lesson we should learn to follow. So Christ revealed prayer to us. He demonstrated the practice and the power of prayer. Prayer in Christ and prayer in us must be the same thing. following his example. As he lived in utter dependence on God, so must we. At his baptism, Luke 3:21, now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened. Mark 1:35, in the morning rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. How important was that for him? You think, well, he probably had an easy day the day before, so he got up early. No, probably not. His days were filled to capacity because people were crowding in upon him to heal their dear friend. Luke 5, but so much the more went their fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. For him, it wasn't all giving out. He had to retreat and take a time to settle his soul before God. Luke 6 came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. Matthew 12, when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence. Great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. this withdrawing for this purpose. Luke 5, he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. Luke 9, came to pass as he was alone praying, his disciples were with him. He asked them, saying, whom say the people that I am? And again, in verse 28, it came to pass about an 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter, John, and James, went up into a mountain to pray. And there was transfigured before them. So Christ, our example, take the time. See, here's what you do when you say, I'm too busy to pray at any great length. You're confessing your sin. I mean, you're confessing that prayer isn't as important as the stuff that keeps you busy. Is that right? Is that correct? Is that the way it should be? I think we see not so with Christ as our example. But he was also our teacher. We are to pray, he says, for whatsoever we need for the glory of God. As he did, we are to offer definite petitions. Don't get into the habit of praying generalities. It sounds like prayer. It's not real prayer. Maybe it is real prayer. I'm not sure. But it's not. How would you know if it got answered? You know, God bless the Christians. How would you know? What's going on there? See, how would God try to answer that? I was talking to somebody. They'd say, God bless the missionaries. And I say, well, are we talking about the Jehovah's Witness missionaries? Are we talking about, you know, Muslim missionary? And what does it mean to bless them? How much better to pray for our missionaries by name? We put them in the bulletin each week so that you have those names before you and their specific needs. You pray for those. And when we hear that those have been answered, we said that was an answer to prayer. Christ prayed with definite petitions. We are to pray in secret rather than to be seen or heard of men. It is not a pageant that we put on for people to see. Hebrews 6:12, we are to labor in this. Be ye not slothful, lazy, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Patience, endurance, keeping on in that prayer. But let me close with this thought. Christ as our intercessor. How important is this prayer of intercession where we acknowledge our needs, we ask for our daily bread, our daily food, but and the forgiveness of our sins, but our hearts go out to others. We are laboring before God for others. Christ is our example as our intercessor. Clear back in Isaiah 53, therefore will I divide him, God speaking of Christ, a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors there on Mount Calvary, and he bare the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Even while he was on the cross, he was praying for the transgressors, didn't he? Luke 22, he says to Peter, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, now this is not a word meaning his salvation, it means the conversion. You know, you can go to a automobile place and get a conversion kit or have them convert your car. It means to change from one thing into another. That's what conversion is. We talk about the conversion of the Apostle Paul because his salvation changed his life so completely. But conversion is not the same as salvation. Many people are converted at the time of salvation, but a lot of people aren't. Little kids get saved. They didn't reform from bank robbing and drug abuse and stuff. There was not a great change in their life. There is a change, but not a dramatic change. Peter here, already saved, but was going to go the wrong path in denying Christ. But he was going to come back. And so Christ speaks of that time, when you are converted, strengthen your brethren. I have prayed for thee so you might stumble, but you will not be defeated. Luke 23, Jesus said, Father, there on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. In John 14, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. This is another of the same kind, another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Here he's praying for us to the Father, that we might be supplied with the Holy Spirit. John 17, I pray for them, his believers in this world. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. Here is Christ supporting his own. Romans 8, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Right there, still making intercession for us. Hebrews 7, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost. That's the very last part, that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. We will never fail in our salvation because he never fails, making that intercession for us. And then 1 John 2:1, my little children, these things write I unto you that you sin not. But he says, but I know you as I know me, and if any man sin, we have an advocate. This is that word comforter, used in a different translation, a different concept. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Here is him as a lawyer doing the work of intercession, and that for the Christian who sins. Let's go to prayer thinking of what it means to speak, to ask our prayer in the name of Christ, in the character of Christ.